Patient name, Andrea Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N. Date of birth, 5/4/99. Date of service, 4/10/23. This is a 23-year-old female patient. Here today states at times she's been going through periods of sadness. She's wondering if it could be postpartum depression. She gave birth to her little baby on March 7th, just a month and a half ago. Since that time, she's been a bit depressed. She refers to it as being very mild. She was on Lexapro even prior to getting pregnant. It seemed to help her quite a bit. She denies any suicide ideation or wanting to harm others as well. She usually is in halfway decent spirits, but she has more frequent episodes where she's been feeling depressed lately, period, to paragraph. No other physical condition has been complained to me today. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. She maintains her normal daily activities well. Possibly she is due to the sadness or depression. She is in a relationship. They're having some issues that they're trying to work through now, period, in a paragraph. Normal voiding, normal bowel movements, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure, 123/81, pulse 61, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, oxygenation 96% on room air. Current weight, 121, allergies, none. Current medication, negatives, medical history, depression, anxiety, surgical history, negative, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking, period, in a paragraph. Labs today, we will obtain a blood draw today. She will return back to clinic for those results, period, in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, within normal limits, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft and non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, in a paragraph, assessment and plan, depression, mild in nature. She will be started on Lexapro 10 milligrams on a daily basis. She's going to monitor how she's feeling. Of course, she will return to clinic for the lab results as well. Period, in a paragraph, next patient. Kayden, K-A-Y-D-E-N, last name Duenez, D-U-E-N-E-Z. This is a two-week-old little boy. Mom says that he has a cough and he has been sneezing. Low-grade fever as well. Today at our clinic it is 99.8, period, in a paragraph. No shortness of breath is visualized, seems to be breathing under normal presentation. Sleeping well, takes fluids well. The usual complaint of having the nose, the nares clogged up, she uses the bulb syringe to help clean that out. Baby has a good cry when that happens. Fever is at home. Mom denies that, period, in a paragraph. Normal urination habit and bowel movements good today, as well. 6 to 8 wet diapers daily, period, in a paragraph. Takes the bottle well. She is not, he is not breastfed, period, in a paragraph. Allergies, none. Respirations are 18. Temperature, 99. Oxygenation, 100% on room air, period, in a paragraph. Current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a flu test, which was negative, period, to paragraph. On examination, patient seems to be a delightful little boy, breathing well, no distress whatsoever, sucking on a pacifier at the moment, period, to paragraph. Eyes, patient, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane or erythema. Oral pharyngeal area is clear. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation in both upper and lower lobes, period, in a paragraph. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, period, in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. common cold, viral infection possibly. There is no flu infection. We're going to go to a period of watchful waiting. Mom is going to monitor symptoms. I've told her for any type of fever that this little one might have, she could entertain infant Tylenol, and she's going to push fluids and keep a close eye on them. If there's any issues, she can feel free to call me, or if she needs to go to the, an emergency room if this little one would get any worse. Period. New paragraph. I've reviewed all this with the mom. She verbalizes understanding.